Good morning.
Welcome to our service, and a particular welcome to all visitors that we have worshipping with us this morning. Please join us in the church hall for tea or coffee following the service. It's the Tradecraft Christmas Fair this morning, and they have an extended display of cards, food, decoration, and presents for sale. Even if you don't want to stay for coffee, why not swing by and take a look? This afternoon at 2:30, Music in the Sanctuary hosts Ernst Smith, violin, and Dennis Morris, piano, and they will be performing Scottish airs and traditional music. Entry is by donation, and there will be refreshments afterwards. That's this afternoon, no problem. The Kirk Session and the Congregational Board meet on Thursday at 7:30 in the Sanctuary. And as a result of this meeting, there will be no choir practice on Thursday. Next Sunday, the Reverend Shuna Dix of Aberlour Church will preach as sole nominee for the post of Minister of Cults Parish Church. And in connection with that, I have an edict to read. You've heard it before. Let's go. At a meeting held at Cults Kirk Centre on Sunday, the 22nd of October, 2017, the nominating committee chose the person who they wished to propose to this congregation of Cults Parish Church to be our new minister. The name of the person proposed is the Reverend Shuna M. Dix. Arrangements have been made for the Reverend Shuna M. Dix to conduct public worship in this church on Sunday, the 26th day of November, 2017, at 10:30 a.m. o'clock. Immediately after that service, there will be a vote on whether or not Shuna M. Dix should be appointed to the new minister, to be as the new minister of this congregation of Cults Parish Church. Anyone whose name appears on the electoral register of this congregation of Cults Parish Church shall be entitled to vote. No one else shall be entitled to vote. Kenneth Petrie, interim moderator. They do manage to write them, don't they? Further to a question from a member of the congregation, and on the basis that if one person asks a question, others may be wondering, let me explain that next Sunday you're being asked to endorse the decision of the committee you appointed to come up with the sole nominee. You will only hear Shuna preach one service, but you have to trust that the committee have gone much deeper and are unanimous in the decision that from a pool of applicants, both male and female, Shuna is the right person for Cults at this time. She's in her late 40s. She's been a minister in Aberlour, her first charge, for almost 8 years, having sensed a call to ministry whilst working with the Church of Scotland Board of Parish Education as a regional development worker. She is a divinity graduate of Aberdeen University, and she was a probationer in Elgin St Giles and St Columba's South. Shuna is an experienced minister. When I first met her, it slipped out at the end of the meeting, and it just slipped out that she was off to Balmoral that weekend to stay with the Queen before preaching at Crathay. What an honour, but also a job like that needs courage and it needs confidence. Shuna is very community focused. She works as a Church of Scotland chaplain in the Army Cadet Force for 12 to 18 year olds, so she has experience of young people, and she is passionate about the plight of refugees and asylum seekers. The nominating committee, and I guess the new minister as well, will be looking for a strong show of support, and I urge everyone to come along on the 26th. In order to make voting at the end of the service as slick as possible, we'll endeavour to issue ballot papers in advance of the service. So if you come a wee bit early, that will help. We'll either do it here or we may do it through in the hall. Also, Kirk Session has to meet as part of that process, and they will be constituted in the main hall a again in advance of the service, and we'll let you know the time later this week. I'm pleased to welcome the Guild, who are going to lead us in worship this morning, and Mary is going to kick things off. Thank you.
Good morning. This is the beginning of Guild Week all over Scotland, and your Guild here in Cults Church is delighted to be leading worship today, along with our guest speaker, Alec Carstairs. Alec and his wife, Lynn, were members here for several years, and they were involved with Junior Church. We are really glad to have you here this today, and we look forward to hearing about the work of the Vine Trust. A special welcome to those of you who are listening to this service on disc or in the internet. We do hope that you will feel part of this congregation as you worship along with us. Let us worship God. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let us sing together in hymn 198, "Let us build a house," and we will omit verse 3, hymn 198.
Thank you.
Hello, boys and girls. I hope you're all well this morning, and I've got a few things to speak to you about. I know that you've been practicing a song for us later on, but first of all, I want to get you to help me. Now, I hope you've got your hands with you this morning. I see hands. Let's see your hands. Wave them all in the air so that everybody, all the grown-ups, can see that you've got hands. Right? Good. What do you like to make with your hands? Nothing at all. Nothing. You don't use your hands for anything. What do you use your hands for?
Writing.
Writing, right? So do you make lovely pictures?
Yeah.
Yes. What about you, Sarah? What do you use your hands for?
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts, yes, right. Lovely. What sort of crafts do you do? Quite a lot of different ones. What about you?
Pick things up.
You make things like?
Pick things up.
Oh, pick things up with your hands, yes. Well, you would need to pick things up so that you could make things, wouldn't you? Yes, what about you?
Baking.
Were you in the bake-off?
No.
I like the icing best. I wonder why. That's because I've got a sweet tooth. Well, I have got something to show you this morning, and I need your help, and I need you to come up and help me, because there were boys and girls just like you quite a number of years ago, about 23 years ago, who made something, because they thought, we would like to make something for the church. And they made something for this church. And I've got in my bag clues as to what it might be, bits of material. And you might be able to discover what it is that they made. This is, of course, when Bruce McKenzie and Peter Coutts were just slips of lads. They were leaders. George Gregg was supervising them. It was a very hard job, but he managed. And so, would you like to come up and help me? Good. I don't think Bruce is here to... Oh, you are? You want to come and help Bruce? Pete's over there hiding behind a pillar. Right. Oh, well done. Thank you very much. I didn't expect your help this morning. Leader. We are reunited leaders. Yes, and of course, Alec, too, was there hiding behind. Well, where's my bag? Here we are. Right, Sarah, do you want to come and take a piece of this out of the bag? Who would like to come? Right, on you come. Right, you put your hand in there and take something out. Oh, right, can you peg it up? A bit of black fluff. I don't know if everybody can see that, but there you are. Come on. Oh, right, you've got a few pieces. Bruce, come on. You take something out. Peter, are you sure you don't want to be involved? Dear me. Come on. There's bits there. Oh, now, let's see. Let's see what this is. More bits of material. Right. Come on, Andrew. Come and help.
My daughter was involved with this.
We should have got her to come along. Right, thank you. Has anybody got any idea what these bits of material might be involved with? Have a look around the church, because it's still there even after 23 years.
Is
Well done, Susan. Leftovers. Yes.
God's gifting over the side.
It's the banner, isn't it? And what does the banner say?
God's gift.
God's gift, his love to the world. God's gift, his love to the world. And that is still there today. It's amazing. I think we're going to have to take it down and give it a little bit of TLC, because 23 years is a long time to be there. And some of the sparkly bits have dropped off. But nevertheless, the message is the same. Very important message. God's gift, his love to the world. And what it's saying is, Jesus loves you so much, but God sent his son Jesus to die for you and to tell you of his amazing love. Even when we do things that are not very nice, when we do naughty things, God still loves us because he cares about us. And he says to you, now, what you must do is you must go and love everybody just as I have loved you. So we need to be kind and caring to all our friends and our family and everyone that we meet. So when you see the banner, God's gift, his love to the world, you remember that the boys and girls all these years ago, and Andrew's daughter was one of the people that made that banner, and I think Imogen was one as well. So the message lives on. Now, I think you've got a little song for us this morning, but we're all going to join in and we'll sing it all twice. Jesus' love is very wonderful. All right, so have they been practicing, Andrew? And do you know the actions? No? Well, Peter and Bruce know the actions. But I don't think they're going to appear today. Right. Thank you.
Lord God, our Creator and Sustainer, we come before you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. We praise you as holy and just God, In your eyes, everyone is equal. You have no favourites. With you, there is no discrimination or division. You are sovereign, yet you long to be at the centre of our lives. You are interested in each one of us, knowing and calling us by name. We praise you for your amazing grace and unconditional love for us, which we do not deserve. We thank you for that. Nothing and no one can ever separate us from your love. We praise and thank you for Jesus, our Saviour and friend. Jesus, we thank you for loving us, sacrificing your life for us, rising again for us, and for even now interceding for us. Holy Spirit, we praise you for your power, which enables us to serve in ways that we never imagined possible for us. We praise and thank you for your guidance on our journey of faith, for your encouragement, and for aiding an understanding of God's holy word. We confess the narrowness of our vision, which so often prevents us from entering into your will and purpose for your world. For the pride which makes us unwilling to receive the ideas of others, for our selfishness which allows us to take our affluence for granted in a world of need and hunger, for fear which holds us back when we should act. Open our minds to your truths and give us the understanding we need. Open our hearts to your unchanging and unconditional love so that we may treat all your people with respect. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Today's reading is from John chapter 15, and we'll be reading verses 1 to 17 and from the New International Version. The vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers, such as branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Thanks be to God for this reading of his holy word. The next hymn is number 549, How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Many thanks for the very warm welcome back to Culch Parish Church. It's 17 years since we left as a family from this church, although I have to say I don't feel that I've ever actually left Aberdeen because I'm still in Aberdeen virtually every week. We also have a son and a daughter both living in Aberdeen, both with their respective spouses. However, I do remember lots of fun times in this church, and in particular in the shed, which I believe is still standing. Many mornings we were sitting in the shed in these cushions, waiting for the heater to heat up the freezing conditions that were there. I'm sure it's much better now, but it was certainly memorable at the time. But great fun. Go in love. Let's open with prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, open our ears, open our minds, open our hearts, and let us hear what you have to say to each one of us. Amen. The theme today is go in love, and I want to use the passage from John's Gospel that we read to look at a number of points that it raises. And to share some of the experiences that we have had with the Vine Trust over the past few years. I'm conscious that some of you may know a lot about the Vine Trust and others will know virtually nothing. So let me just explain a little bit what has been taking up a bit of my time over the last few years with the Vine Trust. Vine Trust is a charity, a volunteering charity. It was set up in 1985 by a Church of Scotland in Bowness, outside Edinburgh, by the minister, Reverend Albert Bogle. And in 1985, you may remember, was the year of the horrendous famines. We seem to have regular famines now, but there was particular publicity around that time. And the church there wanted to respond and do something. So they set up Branches, which was a little gift shop, which actually is still going strong. But 17 years later, or 18 years later, the Vine Trust was really established with and employed its very first person. Because up until then, it was basically a little shop that made a little bit of money each year, and that money was then distributed to overseas challenges, be they famines, be they disasters of any shapes and various shapes and sizes. But in 2003, the Reverend Willie McPherson, who was also a Church of Scotland minister, also in Bowness, interesting enough, he decided to move out of the parish and become the Vine Trust's first employee. And because he had a passion to help children in some of the poorest parts of the world. And he wanted to do this by connecting people to change lives. And hence, the Vine Trust was born as a volunteering charity. Since 2003, we have now built 6 homes in Peru, in South America. These homes have now been handed over to Scripture Union Peru in their entirety. We've also built 5 orphanages in Tanzania, around the Moshi area of Tanzania, northern Tanzania, beside Kilimanjaro, where the incidence of AIDS is particularly high. We've also built over 100 family homes in the Moshi area for the most vulnerable families that have been impacted by AIDS. We've also got a medical side, and some of you will know the medical side better than the construction side. But we have a medical program operating in the Amazon in Peru, and we also have a medical program operating in Lake Victoria in Tanzania. And since 2003, we've treated over 1.3 million patients in Amazonia, where 94% of the people who live are in extreme poverty. And in Lake Victoria, we have now treated over 200,000 patients living in the poorest conditions on the islands on the southern end of Lake Victoria, where 1 in 3 people suffer from the HIV virus. We've also had a number of television programs. Some of you may have seen recently the epic voyage of Jubilee Hope, which was our medical boat going to Lake Victoria. A very simple task, you might think, but the boat left the UK, went to Kenya, and then had to be lifted out of the water and travel across land by 520 miles to get to Lake Victoria. A major task in engineering terms, but we managed to do it. Let's go back to John's Gospel and what we learnt. And the first point I wanted to raise was, it says in verse 4, "Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Some of you will know that my professional career was at EY. Indeed, I am an accountant, or I think I was at one point. Despite this, one of my most challenging experiences was with the Vine Trust when the board asked me for advice as to whether we should proceed with the construction of our latest medical vessel called Fourth Hope. At that time, we had the opportunity to acquire a hull of a vessel that had been lying dormant in a shipyard in Bristol. It was going to be the sister ship of the Gosport Ferry in Portsmouth, which was a ferry journey that lasted 8 minutes each way. And this shipyard was owned by an individual who was about to retire, and he wanted to get rid of this hull that was lying rusting in his yard, but he also wanted to do something that was a bit different for his last contract. And so we started engaging with him, and with a retired naval architect, a bunch of other volunteers, drawings were then made to convert this rusting hull into a medical vessel. 18 months later, that medical vessel eventually left Babcock in, left the Babcock Yard in Rosyth to travel to the Amazon, and is now delivering healthcare to hopefully 200,000 people per year for the next 20 years. The challenge that we had at the board was how we didn't have the resources to do this vessel. We didn't have the skills to do this vessel. We didn't have the process in place. We didn't have a project plan that you would expect any engineering business to have before it started in a major contract. At the end of the day, we actually paid out in cash. We received some pretty generous donations, and we paid out in cash £550,000 for a vessel that is now valued at £3 million. The rest of that value was gifts in kind from companies, including Babcock, who did all the outfitting free of charge for us, but many companies, even some many from Aberdeen here, that helped us to get this vessel completed. As a board, we felt connected to the vine, because without that connection, we could not have taken that decision. And it's probably one of the most powerful things that I felt as we were sitting there. We thought, how do we... We've got this opportunity. We've got this rough plan. There were huge gaps. And being an accountant, I was most nervous about the financial gaps that we could end up having a half-finished vessel with no money to complete it. We had to have faith. And I think going in love is about having that faith to do something that's out of the ordinary. It should take us out of our comfort zone if we are going in love. And it's with that going in love and being connected to the vine that makes a lot of these things possible. It's not being rash, but it's being careful in prayer. My second point that comes from John's Gospel is that you need a reason. Verse 12 says, "My command is, love each other as I have loved you." Many people ask me, and I'm sure the same questions are asked to many of our volunteers, is why do you spend so much time with the Vine Trust? Why do you work in Tanzania and Peru? There are lots of other needy challenges in the world. All you need to do is switch on your television and you'll see challenge upon challenge in this world. All you need to do is walk down Union Street in Aberdeen or any city centre and you'll see some of the challenges of the homeless people that we have even in this country. So why should we do something? And I keep reminding people of the famous story, you've probably heard it, of the two men walking along the beach. The beach is covered in stranded starfish. And one man bends down and throws a starfish back into the water. And then he picks up another one and throws it back into the water. Another man says, "Why bother? There are thousands of starfish in this beach. What difference are you going to make throwing one or two back into the water?" And the man just turns and says, "It makes a difference to this one." And he throws it back into the water. It makes a difference to this one. And I think that's what going in love is about. It's about making a difference to somebody. It's making a difference to somebody else. And I think when we look at the world, when we look at all the challenges in our church, in our cities, and in the world at large, the problems seem huge. They are huge. But you know, if each of us do something, then we can make a difference. If each of us love someone, if each of us go in love, then a difference can take place. The command that we are given is to love each other as I have loved you. We all know the story of the Good Samaritan. Do we want to be that Pharisee who walks past? Or do we want to be the Good Samaritan who actually steps out of our comfort zone and does something? When we have the reason, we have to respond. We must do something. Go in love. Go is a verb. It means doing something. It means action. We've just had the Children in Need programs on BBC. I'm sure many of you were watching on Friday night. And I believe that over £55 million was raised. Fantastic. Fantastic. And thank God that so many people responded in this way. But you know, I believe this passage that we've been reading asks us to do something as well. At Vine Trust, we're quite proud that we're a volunteering charity. We've had over 3,000 volunteers on our medical programs, on our construction programs, on our schools program. 3,000 people have gone out to Peru or Tanzania to help those in need. Our slogan is connecting people to change lives. Everyone can do something because we can all connect. We can all connect people. You know, I wouldn't ask my 84-year-old mother-in-law to go and dig a trench or a foundation in Tanzania. It just wouldn't be her thing. I don't think it would be her thing when she was 34 either, but that's another matter. But you know, it may not be our thing. We may not be able to go and volunteer and dig a foundation of a house. It's great fun doing it, I have to say. Lynn and I did it last year, and we had a super time. But it's not for everybody. And it's not for everybody to go and help with the medical program, because we're not all medically trained. But you know, I'm sure most of you will have a phone. And in that phone, you'll have a contacts list. Or maybe in the olden days, there was a telephone list and a bit of paper. But we all know people. We all have friends. We all have families. And someone in your contact list can be encouraged to go and do something. And that's part of our role. Part of our role is to do something. And that doing might simply be encouraging someone else to go and do that difficult task. It's connecting people to change lives. I look after the financial side of Vine Trust. And people say, oh, you must be always asking for money. And yes, I do ask people, so give money, please. But actually, I would much rather have you ask one of your friends, one of your family, to be a volunteer for Vine Trust than have your money. Because funnily enough, what we have discovered is the more that you ask people to do something, the more they become engaged in the whole program, and actually, you'll get the money anyway. And that's what this passage is about. It's actually about responding. It's about doing something. And you know, once you do things, it's amazing what happens. We get feedback from our volunteers, and from one of the volunteer doctors said, I now understand why I trained to be a doctor, because this was raw medicine. It was It was going out in the middle of nowhere, the remotest part of the world, in a boat. You don't have the NHS behind you. You don't have that support. You cannot refer the patient to somebody else. You just have to do what you can and love that person and use your skills and whatever equipment is there to do what you can. The joy in experiencing a young man being helped onto Arms and Hope 2 as a blind man, and then seeing that same man walk off Arms and Hope, being able to see, having just had a cataract operation. The joy in seeing a young mother giving birth to a baby who is free from the HIV virus as a result of the treatment given to the mother that had been delivered from the Jubilee Hope in Tanzania. We believe that in that particular island, it's the first baby ever that's been born free from the HIV virus. The joy in seeing a young person from Kincorth Academy here in Aberdeen speaking openly about the life-changing experience that she had in Peru. We can all respond, we can all do things, and it's about doing things that we can have some of these experiences. And I'm not saying Vine Trust is any different from any other charity work. I'm not talking necessarily about charity work. I'm talking about loving your neighbour, loving each other, and being willing to do something. But after we respond, we have to be resolute. It isn't easy to love. There are setbacks and challenges. Verse 16 tells us of the promise that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. You know, within the Vine Trust, although we've been pretty successful in what we've been able to achieve over the last 15 years, there's been huge setbacks, huge disappointments with our partners, who we thought were terrific in country, and then let us down. With people who say, I'm going to do something, and then they don't. We've all seen it. We've all experienced it. Loving is not easy. But we have to keep going. And the Father will look after us, and he will give us whatever we ask in his name. We are about connecting people to change lives. The lives of people in Peru, the lives of people in Tanzania, but the lives of people here in the UK as our volunteers, their lives have been changed, many of them in quite a dramatic way. One fascinating story, our patron is Princess Anne, Princess Royal. And she was handing out the graduation ceremony of one of the universities for the medical program. And I can't remember which university it was, but this young man was introduced as being from Peru, and he'd come over and done his medical training and was going back to Peru. And as he came up to collect his degree, Princess Anne said, "You need to go and volunteer with the Vine Trust." He didn't know anything about Vine Trust, but he suddenly got... Oof. And off he went. And afterwards, he Googled Vine Trust, found out about us, and volunteered for our program. What he didn't know is that Princess Anne was actually going to be in Peru at the same time as he was on the program, and they actually met each other again for the second time. Connecting people to change lives. His life has been changed. Go in love is what we're being asked to do, but we must remain in the vine. We must remain in the vine and keep connected. There must be a reason for our actions and a passion to do something. We have the command. We must respond, and we must be resolute and stay with it as going in love is not always easy. However, we have that command, love each other. And it's up to each of us to do something, each of us to respond, each of us to love each other. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to love each other. Help us to put our differences aside. Help us to remain connected to the vine. Help us to connect people, to change lives forever. Help us, Father, to love each other. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now going to sing hymn 251, which is I, the Lord of Sea and Sky. After that, we're going to have the offering and prayers of intercession. And I understand that the congregation sing while we offering is brought forward. And we're going to sing hymn 505, verse 1 of 505 for that, which is apparently different from what you normally do. So we start with hymn 251, and then it will be the offering and prayers. Thank you.
If you please me, I will. let us join together in prayer. Generous God, we thank you for all that you have given us. Receive now our offerings this day. Take them and use them for the building of your kingdom. May they be a sign of all that we offer, and may they remind us that all that we are and all that we have comes from you. Lord, teach us to pray with love and understanding, to try to enter into the real needs that are around us, to believe that through our prayers you heal and bless. Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray for those who feel they have no need of you, those whose suffering and sorrow are too great for us to share, those who wait and pray in patience, those who agonize over injustice, those who show mercy and compassion, those whose purity and grace inspire others, those who work for peace where no peace seems possible, and for those whose witness to truth and justice has brought them suffering. We pray for the Guild and all the members of this church, that each may know your love and be bound together in fellowship. Make us instruments of love. Keep us informed of your will for each of us and diligent in prayer and service. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Lord, who taught us when to pray to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. At the end of our final hymn, the choir is going to sing the benediction to bring our service to a close. So please remain standing at the end of the hymn if you can. It'll maybe take a little while for the organist to get down from the gallery and for the choir to come out here, so bear with us. So let us join together in singing our closing hymn, hymn 519, Love Divine, All Love Selling.